With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Renewable Fuels Association welcomed the release of proposed Renewable Volume Obligation, or RVOs, for 2026 and 2027, calling the EPA's draft rule a very positive signal for America's ethanol industry and farmers. EPA has proposed renewable volume obligations for 2026 of 24 billion gallons, including 15 billion of conventional renewable fuel, 9 billion advanced, 5.6 billion biomass diesel, and 1.3 billion cellulosic, with slightly more advanced biofuel in 2027. Today's proposal is an important step towards achieving President Trump's vision of lower gas prices, a stronger agriculture industry, and American energy dominance, the RFA said in their release. The volumes proposed today provide crucial growth opportunities for U.S. ethanol producers and farmers while boosting the supply of lower-cost American-made energy. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the screwworm, a parasitic pest, is likely to cross the southern border of the United States later this summer. It's no longer a question of whether we see a return of New World screwworms in the U.S. It's a matter of when, Woodall said, probably sometime later this summer. The female screwworms lay eggs near open wounds, any kind of wound in cattle, and the eggs hatch into larvae that burrow into the wound and feed on living tissue. He said the only cure is to sterilize the male screwworm flies, which they do in a factory in Mexico. When the female screwworm lays her eggs once, she dies, but the male screwworm lives on. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins told the House Ag Committee last week that she will make a major announcement soon concerning the next preventative steps. The Environmental Protection Agency is recommending a renewable fuel standard for 2026 that would be a record amount, 24 billion gallons of biofuels produced for blending with petroleum-based fuels. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Executive Director Monty Shaw says it would continue corn-based ethanol production at 15 billion gallons next year, along with a big increase in renewable diesel and biomass-based diesel.
The last Biden rule that they did for 3 years really underestimated the growth in biodiesel and renewable diesel. And so it really kind of hamstrung the growth in the industry from being what it could have been.
Iowa is the nation's top producer of ethanol and biodiesel. The proposed renewable fuel standards are for 2026 as well as 2027. The 90-day public comment period is now open on the EPA's recommended production levels for those renewable fuels. The country's top land managers testified before U.S. senators last week to defend sweeping budget cuts for the nation's public lands and a plan to sell 3.3 million acres managed by the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management so communities can build housing. The U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee last week published a provision for the Senate's budget reconciliation bill requiring the Forest Service to sell up to 1.45 million of its 193 million acres and the Bureau of Land Management to sell up to 1.84 million of its 245 million acres to encourage development of housing. The House last month stripped a plan to sell public lands in Nevada from its version of the budget bill. This is not about our most sacred and beautiful places, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum told the committee. This is often about barren land next to highways with existing billboards that have no recreational value. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.